Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the Gospels. Today we're in Mark chapter 7 as Jesus talks about the purity that God is looking for in the inward parts of our beings, in our inward heart. As we see here in verse number 1, he says, "Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes came together to him, having come from Jerusalem. Now when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they had come from the marketplace, they did not eat unless they washed. And there are many other things which they had received and hold, like washing of cups and pitchers and coppers and vessels." And you know, when you look at this story, you kind of have to scratch your head. Can you imagine that? How they had so interpreted the law that they saw it so important, the way that they washed their hands and washed their plates, their cups, and everything else, in order that they might not be declared unclean or thought to be unclean. If you go in a marketplace, of course, in the marketplace, you might come across some Gentiles or something that wasn't deemed kosher, and so that would make you unclean. And so they had this ceremonial washing, this type of washing that they felt that was going to make them clean. I don't know, clean for who. They weren't just talking about clean for hygienic purpose, but they were looking to be righteous, to make them clean and right before God. It says in verse number 5, tells us, "Then the Pharisees and the scribes ask him, 'Why do you disciples not walk according, notice, to the traditions of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?'" It's not that they didn't wash their hands. We don't know if they did or they did not. But this unwashed hands, wasn't it according to the traditions of their elders? There's a certain way that you had to pour the water on your hands, the way that you were supposed to rub your hands when the water was supposed to be poured, if you didn't do it a certain way. And it wasn't according to the traditions of their elders. It's a sad thing when we put our traditions so high and above that we believe that our traditions are the things that are going to make us right with God. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written." Notice Jesus is starting to use this word hypocrites or hypocrites, which really stood for a word for an actor, somebody that could put a mask on and portray a different person. It was that type of art that they would use back then for their acting. And he says that "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you actors, it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men.'" And so here Jesus is calling them on this. He says, you know what? You go and wash your hands, you wash your dishes, you do all those things, and you think that you're right with me. But the thing that's missing is your heart. As Jesus says, is you could go through all the commotion or all the motion, but if your heart isn't right, it doesn't matter. And he says, "In vain do they worship me." Like Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, concerning love, it becomes like a dangling cymbal, otherwise like a cowbell, just making a lot of noise. It doesn't mean anything. And he says, "Vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine," otherwise teaching as the word of God, "the commandments of men." The commandments of men that were superseding the intentions of what God's law had to say, God's word had to say. It's a sad thing. "For laying aside the commandments of God, you hold the traditions of men, and washing in the washing of pitchers and cups and many other such things you do." Isn't it sad with the indictment that Jesus puts on these guys, that they had laid aside the commandment of men for the doctrine of man? There's too many people that stand up for God who say that they represent God, but in reality they do not, because they don't teach the Word of God, nor does their life reflect what the teachings of the Word of God says. And he says, he said to them, all too well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your traditions. Traditions became so important to them. It's so important to the things that they had learned from their fathers and from their friends that they were not taking time to go check out what the Word of God, what God's Word had to say for them. For Moses said in verse 10, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses your father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profits you might have, received from me is cobra, that is a gift to God, then you will no longer do anything for your father or mother, make it the word of God of no effect through your traditions which you have handed down, as many such things you do. He says, you know, if you receive a gift or if you do something in a way that, hey, I'm doing this for God. And Jesus has said, you going out and try to proclaim that you're doing these things for God, but yet you forsake your responsibility of taking care of your family. He says it doesn't mean anything, because Jesus took him back to what Moses said, that thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother, and they were not doing that. And so he's saying is the true intention of the law needs to be put first within your life. He says, when he had called all the multitudes to himself, he said to them, hear me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing that enters a man from the outside that can defile him, but the things that come out of him, those are the things that defile a man. If anyone hears, let him hear. Now he's pulled the multitude in. As he was talking to these hypocrites here at first, but now he's trying to teach them a lesson about the importance of the things that we do, the things that we say. Those are a reflection of the people that we are. When he had entered to a house away from the crowds, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. So he said to them, are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from the outside cannot defile him? Because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus the purifying all foods. And he said, what comes out of a man that defiles a man? For from within out the heart of man proceedeth evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. And here he is, he's talking about the corruption that's within the heart of a man. He says, even though they on the outside, they were able to wash dishes correctly according to their traditions, and they were able to wash their hands, but their hearts were truly far from God. Their hearts were filled with deceit. Their hearts were filled with greed. You know, the thing I think it's important that we could take from this is, you know, even though man looks on the outward side, outward of our lives, God looks at our hearts, and he weighs our hearts to see if the things that we do, if they truly are done for him. And I don't know if God is so concerned about what we do on the outside, far as our religious service per se, but rather he would have us out of a pure heart just live for him and serve him with, you know, with right motives and right intention. And by doing that, as we seek him first, and as we put him first in the things we do, then God so truly, truly wants to bless us. May we this day just learn these lessons that Jesus is teaching us, that we too would allow the things that flow from our heart be things that God has entrusted us through his word. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.